Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Yudal. The Gemara continues with its presentation of the importance of special clothing at the bottom of yesterday's daf, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan calls clothing Mechabdo Tai, which Rashi explains means Shemechabdim Baalei, and that the clothing brings honor to those who are wearing it. Then when the Navi gave the call for Chibarito, for Shabbos, you have to make it honored, he was referring to clothes because they bring honor to a person. However, when it comes to Shabbos, the clothing are not for the individual, but rather for the honor of Shabbos as an entity. Comes the Marsha in the back of the Gemara and says, if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, which takes us to the top of our Daf and Amud Aleph today, that there is a hint to this concept of Rabbi Yochanan calling clothing Kavod, calling clothing a concept of something respected and honorable from the way that the Gemara speaks about the Kohen, who changed his clothes for various parts of the temple service. It says in Vayikra, Perek Vav, Ufashatas Begadav Lavash Begadim Echarim, he takes off his clothes and he puts on other clothes, which the Gemara explains to mean that the clothes that he wears for the removal of the ashes of Zotzas Hadeshen from the Mizbeach, which is a messier job, should not be the same important regal clothes, the chashuv garments he wears for the kitur and the nisuch, the incense and the libation services. So this whole emphasis on changing clothes depends on the context and experience that comes from the Kohanim, where they have the imperative of the whole concept of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, that they're made big de kodesh, special holy clothes for honor and for beauty. The clothing are referred to as, of course, in this pasuk, as kavod. So the whole purpose of which was to beautify and honor the avoda, the service in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Like the Ramban says, the big de kahuna were the clothes of, like a person is mesharis Hashem, mesharis the king, the person who's serving the king. Not because Hashem needs his honor, because it's for the person to appreciate what they're engaged in doing. Therefore, by wearing special clothes for Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't need us to dress up. We need to dress up for ourselves to make Shabbos important to us. And then continuation of that, a person will be inspired to want to observe Shabbos more carefully. So this concept beautifully explains the continuation of the Gemara in our daf when it says a Talmid Chacham who has a stain on his clothes is Chayav Misa. So Rav Nevenzel explains in Sefer Shabbos Kodesh, it's Chelek Aleph, page 105, that there's a more significant connection here just beyond the different ideas and halachas connected to clothing. Since by Shabbos and the service in the Beis Hamikdash, that this important clothing, the chashuv clothing, motivates the person who's wearing the clothes to value and appreciate what they're doing or celebrating, so too a Talmid Chacham who represents Torah and being an Eved Hashem has to have an inspiring, honorable appearance to those around. In order to facilitate the onlookers that they should value and appreciate learning Torah and in turn desire to learn Torah themselves. And the opposite effect is true as well. When the Jew who represents Torah doesn't dress or present themselves with an honorable physical appearance, that will chas v'shalom cause people, as Rashi says here, to say, Oilam alom de Torah shema usim umegunim, that the people who learn Torah, they're disgusting, they don't look nice. Or in the parallel Gemara, Maseches Megillah, people won't be interested in Torah. It says, Ein nachas ruach b'Torah, there's nothing good there. So this halacha about a stain goes far beyond just the cleanliness of one's shirt. For example, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perakei Halacha Tes, permitted you, Talmid Chacham, using perfumes to remove bad body odors, and so on and so on. And those who represent Torah must cause others to want to connect to the Torah. We'll finish with the words of Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Hakdama, in the introduction to his Shelos and Shuvos. He's a charge to his children who are printing the Sefer, and he said, Avakashcha b'ni yedidai, I'm asking of you, Livkoach ayin, to make sure to pay attention, Alzeh, Shenitpas al nir yafeh, the book should be written on beautiful paper, Diyosh achor, using black ink, the osios knows, and the letters should be clear. He says, Kiladati, my opinion, hanefesh mipa'elet v'akavana misoreres mitoch alimud b'sefer na'amuhudar, your learning experience will be greater, your kavana and your experience of learning the Torah will be enhanced by the way that the book looks. Let us make every effort to make Torah accessible and attractive, to beautify its presentation to one and all.